This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. President Joe Biden said his Wednesday meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin would be critical, and that he'd offer Moscow cooperation on areas of common interest if the Kremlin so chooses. Biden characterized Putin as an adversary or someone who could be an adversary as bright and tough. Speaking at a news conference after a NATO summit in Brussels, Biden said China and Russia were trying to split the transatlantic alliance, and that while he was not seeking conflict with Russia, NATO will respond if Moscow continued its harmful activities. Biden also said the potential death of opposition leader Alexei Navalny, now jailed in Russia, would be a tragedy and would hurt Russian relations with the rest of the world and with the United States. The meeting with NATO leaders in Brussels was Biden's first summit with an alliance that Donald Trump openly disparaged. Hong Kong's leader says that her government is closely watching a nearby Chinese nuclear power plant following a news report that it might be leaking. Chief Executive Carrie Lam says government data showed radiation levels in Hong Kong are normal. A French company that helps manage the facility in Guangdong province said that it was dealing with a performance issue. It said the facility was operating within safe limits. The plant's operators have released a few details. UN refugee chief Filippo Grandi told Reuters on Monday that the United Nations is preparing for a likely further displacement of civilians in Afghanistan after U.S. and international troops leave the country in September. Violence has been rising as foreign forces begin withdrawing, and efforts to broker a peace settlement between the Afghan government and insurgent Taliban have slowed. Grandi pointed to a deadly attack last week on an international demining organization. This is VOA News. The European Union's foreign policy chief is hoping for rapid progress in EU-brokered negotiations aimed at resolving a long-lasting dispute between Serbia and Kosovo that remains a source of tension in the volatile Balkans. European Commission Vice President Josep Borrell on Tuesday urged rival Balkan nations to seize the opportunity of new momentum and move forward in the talks that have been stalled since last year. U.S. congressional leaders are now honoring the nearly 600,000 Americans who have died from COVID-19 since the outbreak began. Good details from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Legislative leaders gather to mark a moment of silence. They bow their heads but gave no speeches, concluding by joining the soloist in singing God Bless America. As they've done to show unity during other tragic events, President Biden marked the grim milestone while still overseas.
My heart goes out to all those who've lost a loved one.
The president says even though the death rate is dropping below 400 Americans a day,
it's still a real tragedy.
Having 600,000 COVID deaths is about equal to the number of Americans who died of cancer in 2019. But the true COVID death toll is believed to be much higher. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has confirmed that the next planned relaxation of coronavirus restrictions in England will be delayed by 4 weeks until July 19th as a result of the spread of the Delta variant. In a news briefing Monday, Johnson voiced confidence that he will not have to announce a further delay to the plan to lift restrictions on social contact. He said the government will accelerate its vaccination rollout and that the decision to delay will save thousands of lives. New analyses by Public Health England showed the two doses of the main vaccines in the UK's rollout are highly effective against hospitalization from the Delta variant, which was the first identified in India. Outgoing UNAID Chief Mark Lowcock slammed the group of seven wealthy nations Monday for failing to come up with a plan to vaccinate the world against COVID-19, describing the G7 pledge to provide 1 billion doses over the next year as a small step. The leaders of the United States, Japan, Germany, Britain, France, Italy, and Canada met in Cornwall, England over the weekend and also agreed to work with the private sector, the group of 20 industrialized nations and other countries, to increase the vaccine contribution over months to come. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.